Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 9. We're going to read one verse there, and we'll turn to one other verse. Psalm 9. We're going to read verse 17 together. Psalm 9, 17. All right, Psalm 9, 17. Ready? Let's read together. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Now take your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs 14, we're going to read verse 34 together. And again, we'll read this verse all together in unison. Proverbs 14, 34. Ready? Let's read together. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for our church. Lord, thank you for America. Lord, this week we will celebrate another birthday for our country. In the timeline of world history, we're still an infant nation. But you have done so much through this young, thriving, wealthy pocket of people called America. God, I pray that you'd use the sermon tonight. Would you prolong your coming a little longer because of what takes place tonight, please, in Jesus' name. Amen, and you may be seated. Tonight, I want to bring a 4th of July type message. I call it God Blessing America. Last night, the young people and Brother Josh took the young people and some of the not-so-young people, right, Brother Hawkins, to the ball game. And I was pleased at the Frederick Keys game, of course, the beginning of all sports events. They do the national anthem. I'm glad we still live in a country where it's the right thing to do. And I'm so glad that when we were there, I don't know if our young people caught it, but just a little ways down to our right and behind us, somebody didn't stand up right away. And I watched a fella slap a teenage boy. He said, "Get up," like that. And I was like, raw. It was just, that did something for me, amen. And the announcer, I was very pleased. He said, "Let's all remove our hats." And I thought, that's not taught in America anymore. Shame they have to say it, but I'm glad that they said it. They got to the sixth or seventh inning, and they made everybody stand up again. And they did God Bless America. It wasn't just an entertainment. They said, everybody stand up. I watched the same middle-aged man slap the same teenager and say, "Get up." And say, why? Because it demanded respect. I love America. I really do. I believe that God planned for America to be settled as she was when she was. The state church of England, the Anglican church, whatever you want to call it, and the suppression of the Bible allowed the world to be plunged into what we call the Dark Ages for many, many, many hundreds of years. It oppressed the world financially, technologically, and slowed everything down. Folks, when you... They were called the Dark Ages not because of no electricity, but because of no truth. When you hide the truth, all production slows down. Do you realize that once the Industrial Revolution and the farming, agricultural revolution, those began after the revivals? Say why? Because people found the truth, and all truth breeds success. And by the way, when you hide the truth, man has no incentive to go on. The founding of America was a breath of fresh air for freedom in Christianity. I don't care what the modern textbooks say, America was founded as a Christian nation. I don't care how many times they rewrite it, modern historians are wrong, just so you know. I realize Christopher Columbus was not a red-blooded, soul-winning, independent, fundamental, bus-running Baptist. But he did come here. He thought he was looking for China, found something else. He didn't come here to found a Christian nation. But the Pilgrims and the Puritans and others got tired of the state church, and they said, "We're going somewhere where we have religious freedom." Now, Notice what I said. They're not all independent Baptists. But just so you know, though some people believe Thomas Jefferson was an infidel, I don't. Thomas Jefferson sat at a Baptist church for a year studying the Baptist government structure of a church to set up the government of the United States of America. Now, I know we read things written after about 1930, 1940, and it says something else. Go farther back. Go back into the late 1700s and early 1800s to read about these men, not what you read about what they say now. God used America as the revival center of the world. With the founding of America, revival started taking place all over the world. America has been truly blessed by God. I'm not afraid to say that. I'm still glad that on our coins and on our money it says, "In God we trust." I don't care how many times the infidels want to throw out the Ten Commandments of our justice system. It was based on the Word of God. I don't care how many times they say there is no God. It still says, "In God we trust." America is not perfect. And America is sick. She's sin sick. She has her blemishes, but she's still the greatest nation on earth. America's not done, just so you know. She might be sick, but a good old dose of the gospel will fix her up, amen? The list of things that makes America great is endless. The Rocky Mountains, the Fertile Plains, the East Coast wilderness and beauty of the East Coast, the businesses, the farming, the freedom, the ability to travel anywhere we want, doing whatever we want while we're there, crossing state lines, the Great Lakes, the Grand Canyon. We have two major deserts, the wealth of coal, salt, and other minerals. We even have oil if our government would let us dig for it. America, though the liberal press has tried to run it down, she's still the greatest nation. Our Constitution is endured and adapted well. Our Supreme Court and Congress try to rewrite it, but it still keeps on going. God has blessed America. You don't understand something. If you compared the last 5,000 years of world history, that's basically post-flood. From the Assyrian Empire after the flood to present day, America's been a nation about 3 days in comparison to what they have been. Do you realize that America reached the world superpower status, number one in the world, in a little over 120 years? That has never been done in world history. Never. God supernaturally took this infantile nation to world status almost immediately. You have to understand, nations like Egypt, Rome, China, places in India, those nations have been around for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. America hasn't been settled as a nation that long. God's blessing on America is because the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make you free. I want America to be strong for generations to come. I don't know about you. I've watched America change before my eyes just in my lifetime. I am 46 years old and I cannot believe, Brother Williamson, how America has changed in the last 25 years. It is unbelievable. What America was 25 years ago, my grandparents couldn't believe how bad it was. If my grandparents, the rest of them, were still alive today, they would roll over in their grave and throw a fit. We must keep God's hand of blessing upon America The failure of America today is not politics. Let me say that again. The failure of America today is not politics. It is churches. It is not the government of America that makes America great. It is the God of America. It is, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, not have sodomite marriages, then will I hear from heaven, then will I heal their land. The churches have lost the blessing of God and have departed from the truth, and we can't blame politics for it. We can blame the preachers. We can't blame the White House. We have to blame the church house. Used to be a day when the man of God would get up and call it like it is. Now they got a pussyfoot, ear tickle, and back scratch just to get their way through a service. I hate to tell you, I'm not a back scratcher. I'm not a pussyfooter. You don't always going to like it. I'm not always going to like it. But guess what? We're going to get the truth. Let's look at what we can do to keep God blessing America. And folks, listen to me very carefully. I'm not against or for any one political party. This is not a political message. I don't give a rip who's in the White House, who's in Congress, who's in the Senate. I don't care who's in the State House or the governor. That has nothing to do with the blessing of God on America. The reason they've grabbed so much power and America's government is corrupting is because America's churches have allowed it to take place. We have not lifted God up to the level where he is. Now our government is our God. It used to be when somebody didn't have a job or they didn't have food, guess what they did? They got on their face before God, went to the church, and the church helped. Now we go to the government and say, gimme, gimme, gimme. Everybody doing okay? Okay. Number one, God says a lot about nations in the Bible. We read in Psalm 9:17, all nations that forget God. Ooh. So what did he say about it? That they would end up in hell. Folks, America, and please don't mistake how I say this, but America is going to hell in a hurry. That is not meant in a crude way. It is meant in a biblical way. If we don't get off our blessed assurance as a church and start going out and telling people about Jesus Christ, America will go to hell. I don't know about you, that breaks my heart. I think about how many men through the last couple hundred years who have fought on battlefields and died and gone to hell for our freedom. They were lost and dodged in bullets and ended up taking bullets, taking shrapnel, being killed, and are burning in hell to this day so we could have the freedom to spread the gospel. Are you going to let somebody that died for your freedom and died and went to hell keep you from telling somebody about Jesus? Folks, it's our obligation. If we don't do it, who's gonna? The liberals aren't. They don't even believe there is one. Psalm 66:7 says that God watches the nations of the world. Turn in your Bible, Psalm 66. We're going to use our Bibles just for a second here. Psalm 66, verse number 7. The Bible says, he ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. Wow. Why is it that all the rebels and the rabble-rousers get on television, but they won't put the man of God in the church on television? Anybody doing okay? You let me preach on television, we're going to have war. Say why? Because America doesn't want to hear it. You might offend somebody. Well, good. At least I know they're listening. Let me ask you a question. Do you see that statement there? He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. What do you think God feels about America right now? Does Grace Baptist Church sparkle in God's eyes in America today? Are we that little bright spot in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia for God in America? Or is the candle flickering? Psalm 67, verse number 2, just a page over maybe. The Bible says that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. God wants all nations saved. Folks, I believe in worldwide missions. I also, the deacons can tell you this. We sat in our meeting tonight and I said, scripturally, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. We are setting up our missions budget based on that very thing. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. We started here. We'll branch out to our state and local area, to the country. Then we'll do the foreign. Say why? Because that's God's recipe, not my recipe. Acts chapter 1 is there. That was his plan. I believe in doing it God's way. Now listen to me very carefully. Psalm 67, 4. Look down just a couple verses. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let me ask you a question. What does God think about America's music? I forget who I was talking to just a little while ago, but they made a good point. It's worth saying. Who's this lady on Food Network? Paula Deen got in trouble for something she said over 20 years ago. By the way, she said it over 20 years ago. It wasn't recent. Let me ask you a question. Walmart, Target, and other stores that have taken her products out for what she said 20 years ago. I wonder what they're going to do with the music section with people saying the same words. Are they going to pull all the rock and rap music that uses the wrong words? Everybody doing okay? Whatever happened to Amazing Grace? Jesus loves me. Whatever happened to Great is Thy Faithfulness? Sweet Hour of Prayer? Oh, we can't sing those things. Now we have to let the stupid infidels put their statues up next against the Ten Commandments for equal opportunity. Gag. The problem in America today is not the loudness of the bad, it's the quietness of the good. Did you hear that? It's a bunch of weak-kneed, milquetoast Christians that are afraid to stand up and say, this is what God wants. Moving on. We won't take time to turn to these other verses, but Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 20 says that God can destroy the nations at his will. Folks, God can snuff America out that quick. Oh, nobody could destroy America. God can. Don't get so cocky to think that he couldn't. Matthew 24, verse number 9 says that the nations will be against thee for standing for Christ. Folks, if you stand for Christ, guess what? We don't need a president going around the world apologizing for what we do. We don't need world leaders or leaders from America going around the world saying, well, we did something 200 years ago and we're sorry for it. Good night. That country's done far worse in the last 20 minutes than we did 200 years ago. Nobody said America was perfect. By the way, he apologizes for things that never even happened, just so you know. It amazes me. Ronald Reagan, they wanted to crucify and they wanted to impeach him for giving arms down in Nicaragua. Now we got a president who wants to arm the Muslims and the Taliban to fight for us. That makes a lot of sense. Governments get evil due to power, and they want the power God has. America's government needs humbled. And I'm here to tell you, she's going to get humbled one way or another. Either we do it by our voting and by the churches standing up and getting people saved to vote right, or we're in trouble. Number two. Number one, God says a lot about nations in the Bible. Number two, God wants to be able to bless America. You know, I don't think God says, I'm going to write you off. You messed up, I'll never do anything for you, America. Let me ask you a question, parents. Did you ever have your kids lose a blessing from you? You wanted to do something, but because they weren't acting right, you said, nope. If you didn't, you should, just so you know. And when they say, oh, I'm sorry, I won't do it again, say, that's okay, but you're still not getting it. I remember training our kids to sit in church right. You know, we'd bribe them like everybody else does. You know, you sit right, we're going to get ice cream after church. Okay, if you don't, you're going to lose your ice cream. Well, they'd not behave right, and they'd lose their ice cream, and we all get ice cream, and one didn't. You say, what'd you do? I let them go to the room and cry about it. I didn't give a rip. I was eating ice cream. I didn't misbehave in church. They did. Matter of fact, took theirs and divided amongst everybody. We all got more. Amen. Say, you were mean. You warped their psyche. That's why they sit and behave in church now. My dad didn't call it a psyche, but he warped it more than once. Amen. And sometimes more than once in the same service. Folks, God wants to bless America. How can he do it? Psalm 51. Psalm 51, let me read a verse to you, verse number 12. The Bible says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Our personal righteousness. Folks, let me ask you a question. Everybody look at me for a second. If God's going to be able to bless America, are you blessable? Are you living the right kind of life for God to be able to bless America? That's a convicting statement, isn't it? If God looked down and said, all of Christianity will be determined by how you live, what kind of shape's America in spiritually? God will bless those who fear and have respect. Let me turn to another verse here. Psalm 115, need not turn there, but verse number 5. I'm reading out of the King James, not the NIV. Psalm 115, verse number 3. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Wow. It doesn't say the United States government is in the heavens and has done whatever it pleased. It says God. Folks, I get a little weary of people saying, how could a loving God send anybody to hell? A loving God doesn't. A loving God made Jesus Christ possible. Liberals and pussyfooters make hell possible. God is not this old grandpa with a long gray beard sitting in heaven with a deep voice like the Wizard of Oz. Folks, God has all power. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. God has the ability to do whatever he pleases. You know, kind of like a 17, 18-year-old, they think they have the power to do whatever they please until they get caught. God has that power. And we need to fear him. Folks, we need to fear him in our preaching. I'll be honest with you, I have to preach things I don't want to preach. But I fear God. I've got to stand before God for what is given to you, and I've got to preach the whole counsel of God, whether I like it or not. America needs, I said a little while ago, she's sick and she needs the gospel. Folks, if we don't go out and tell people about Christ, do you think the Moonies and the JWs and the Mormons are? Do you think the Catholics and the Pentecostals are going to tell anybody? Shoot, they don't even know what it is. I'm not mad at those groups of people. But if we don't tell them, who will? And if we're not careful, we've got to get off our blessed do nothing and tell somebody. I can tell you how to make your job easier. You go win 5 people to Christ, bring them to church, get them down the aisle, we'll dunk them in the tank, and you teach them to be soul winners, and you can do 5 times as much soul winning. We can reach 5 times as many people. You're trying to do it all yourself? That's one thing, but let's go out and get everybody we can and train everybody we can. By the way, that's why America wants to change the Bible so much. We want to take the authority away from God. Jeremiah 31:23 says that God blesses justice. Folks, I believe in justice. And by the way, it's not the court's job to make law, it's to judge the law. We have a Supreme Court that has more power than any group of people in the world. It is not the court's job to make law from the bench. We need a Supreme Court over the Supreme Court to find everything that they've done that has been illegal against the Constitution. Since the 1930s, under wonderful FDR, they've been legislating from the bench. I know that one got me in trouble. FDR didn't pull us out of the Depression, folks. He prolonged it. Boy, that's getting a little testy. Can I tell you something? Let's quit judging each other. Well, I don't like that person. That person just doesn't like me. Did you ask them that? No, but I just know. You're judging. Well, they never did this for me. Okay, they didn't do what you wanted, but that doesn't mean they hate your guts. I'm sorry, your insides. Just because they don't treat you like you think you want to be treated, why do you judge them? Folks, let's wake up and smell the coffee. Why don't we wait for all the facts before we make a decision? Some of you have predetermined national cases. I'm going to probably get in trouble. Add it to the list. Some of you have already decided whether this Mr. Zimmerman and the Trayvon Martin case, what you believe about it. Can I tell you something? None of you have heard all the facts. How can you make a decision? I'll be honest with you. I hope Mr. Zimmerman, from everything that I've read, it sounds like it was justified what he did. But I have no right to make a decision on that. Say why? I haven't heard all the facts. And neither have you. And whatever you saw on CBS or NBC or Fox or one of the other sewer channels, they're only giving you what they want you to hear. How many of you remember the Rodney King riots out in L.A. back in the early 90s, okay? Do you know that they showed you 42 seconds of a 4.5-minute video? I saw the whole video. I was out there. They didn't show you with the guy with 5 tasers stuck in him at one time going off. He had 250,000 volts of electricity going through his body like nothing. He was so strung out on PCP. He's been arrested 11 times since then, just so you know. They didn't show you some of the vile things he was doing. And 3 police officers went to jail over it. They were trying not to use lethal force. They only showed you 42 seconds. What was your opinion of those 42 seconds? If you only look at that, you say, ooh, that wasn't justified. How about the rest of it? Why don't you make a decision after you've got all the facts, not just what you think is all the facts? Boy, that's good stuff. By the way, if it's not your area to make a decision, don't worry about making a decision. It's real simple. My wife gets frustrated with me. What do you want for dinner this week? Whatever you make, I don't care. That's your area. What she feeds me, I will swallow. Amen. My wife will tell you, she could make the same meal 7 days in a row, and I wouldn't say one thing. You could make it breakfast, lunch, and supper 7 days in a row, 30 days in a row, or 365 days in a row. I'd eat it and never say a word. That's boring. Hey, I don't care. It's food. Amen. That's her area, not mine. My job, eat it. Her job, make it. Amen. I really don't have a problem with it. Now, wait a minute. You think I'm going to get critical if she makes something I don't like? Well, if I didn't speak up and say I don't like it, my fault, shove it down the hatch or don't eat it. That's all there is to it. Okay, moving on. Can I tell you something? God will bless the good works of our country. We read in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness means good works. Okay? It's not the righteousness of salvation only. It is the righteousness of how we live. Let me ask you a question. What are you doing to help America be a good nation? Are you being generous? Do you have good character? Y'all are going to get tired of this. But if you can't show up to work on time, you're not much of a Christian. I'm sorry. My daddy taught me a long time ago, if you're 5 minutes early, you're late. You better make sure it's 10. You better leave in time to have a flat tire, amen? I remember one time I was working in Valparaiso. The fella and I that were going to work together, we got about 2 miles from the shop and we got a flat tire. We didn't have time to change the tire and make it to work. What'd you do? We threw something in the window, said we'll come back after work. We started running. We ran the 2 miles to work, worked an 8-hour shift, walked back to the car afterwards, changed the tire at 12:30 at night and got back, amen? But I wasn't late. I wasn't late. I wasn't about to be late. Say why? I had a reputation. Well, they would have forgiven you once. That wasn't the issue. I'm not supposed to live on forgiveness. I'm supposed to live being on time. I'm for protecting people. I'm for protecting you. You know, there's some things I won't participate in as a church right now just to protect you. There's some things, some places we won't go for a while just so we can protect you for a while. That's not a bad thing. That doesn't mean that I'm against it. You know, there are people right now that wouldn't be for where we are and for what we are. Let's give them some time. Some people don't have all the facts yet. Just let it have some time. Everybody doing okay? All right. Number three, I'll finish. How can Christians help America? And how do we keep the balance? Our first allegiance, number one, is to God. Period. End of discussion. When God's laws go against man's laws, follow God's laws. Now, I'm not for these yard birds that say, well, then you shouldn't pay your taxes. You should pay your taxes to be an honest American. Everybody doing okay? Pay your taxes. I'm for it. I don't like it any more than you do. But may I say this? It's our responsibility. Jesus said, render therefore unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's. Pay your tithe, pay your taxes, and then die. No. But our first allegiance is to God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 20, verse number 3. He is to be the center of your life to bless all of your life. Next. We need to hold God's word as the final authority, not man. Folks, you'll get tired of me saying it, but that is God's words. Those are not man's words. David did not pen in the Psalms. Solomon did not write the Proverbs. Paul did not write 1 Corinthians. God wrote them. Man was the secretary that took it down word for word at what God said. You say, well, you say that a lot, and I really don't understand it, because I believe that God settled his word in heaven before there ever was an earth. Do you think David, if he was writing the Bible, was going to include his adultery with Bathsheba? You think a man writing was going to tell you about all those things? Come on. Bible needs to be the final authority in our home. Mamas and daddies, it's time to get your face in that book and see what God says about your home. Start rearing your kids by that book. Get rid of Dr. Spock. Get rid of Dr. Mess 'em Up. Get rid of the Amish. Get rid of the Mennonite. Get rid of all these cults that are out there. By the way, I've been around them. They don't believe the Bible the way you do. Why do you want to rear your kids that way? Hello. Well, what book should I read? Right there. It'll help you. Start the book of Proverbs. It'll help you. Teach them wisdom. God tells you how to teach them wisdom. You don't need growing up certain way. You need the Bible. We need to put the Bible back in our schools. Have you noticed how bad America's gotten since the 1960s when we kicked God out? Now they're not sure if they're going to put signs on the bathroom, whether it's boys or girls, because of all the sodomites and the kids that live with the sodomites. It's confusing them which bathroom to go to because they don't know what they are yet. You think I'm kidding? That's it's in the probate courts in the state of California right now. Folks, America is sick. America is sick. Do you know how much it takes to educate one public school child in the state of Maryland right now? $13,700 tax money. And they graduate from high school and can't hardly read or write. But they've got all their modern technology. They've got iPads that they take with them from kindergarten on. They've got this. They've got that. They've got the screens in the rooms that the teachers use. They no longer have blackboards or whiteboards. They have virtual reality screens in their rooms right now. What if I took a book off my shelf written in the 1800s, most of you couldn't even read it and understand it. They went to public schools. Hello. And those were written by people that were educated in a one-room school with a coal oil lamp and a Ben Franklin stove in the room. It must not be all the technology that we have that gives us a good education then. And lastly, we need to be loyal to America. We need to be loyal to America. Folks, she's sick, but that doesn't mean she did. Say, well, what about all these bad things as in the days of Noah? We're getting closer to the rapture, amen? That's why when those trumpets started tonight, I was looking up. Whew, scared me to death. I believe you ought to stand for the national anthem. I believe that we ought to act right as Americans. By the way, just so you know, it is now a federal law that a child in a public school does no longer have to stand for the national anthem nor say the pledge when everybody else does in their class if they choose not to. It's optional. Bless God, it wasn't optional when I was growing up. If you didn't, my dad grabbed them short hairs on the back of your neck and jerked you up and you was wishing you were up faster, amen? Good night. It is not an option. You live in America. Let's be Americans. By the way, I'm tired of the label. Well, we're Mexican American or African American or European American. Guess what? If you're an American citizen, you're an American. Drop dead and drop all the other garbage. there's no such thing as, those are man-made terms. Those are not American terms. None of us are originally from America 275, 300 years ago. We all immigrated from somewhere. But guess what? I don't think there's a person in this room that wasn't born in America or on American soil somewhere. You might be a military brat and you were born at a military hospital somewhere else, but it was considered American soil. I don't understand it. When my wife had to go get her driver's license this time, you know, we had to have verified, you know, this, our, I shouldn't say it this way, our, even our marriage license. We had to, I had to spend $45 and get another marriage license that had the exact same information on it, with the exact same signatures on it, with the exact same stamp on it. It looked no different. It had one little statement printed at the top that was added because it wasn't on there 24 years ago. I was not a happy camper. There's a man in this room that was a couple years ago went to work part-time with somebody, and a guy was driving. He was an illegal, got in a car wreck, and the guy says, tell him you were driving. I'm an illegal. I don't even have a driver's license. I said, no way, man. He said, no, I'm going to get in trouble. He said, good. He said, man, don't do that to me. Now, wait a minute. Our Supreme Court said you can't ask somebody to prove their citizenship to get a voter registration. That's what they did in state Arizona. Supreme Court last week voted it's illegal to say you have to prove that you're a U.S. citizen to get your voter registration card. Say why? Because they have to check a box that under perjury law, if I lie, I could go to jail over it. That's good enough. And we wonder how they get in office. I think we ought to thank people who have kept America safe. I think you ought to thank the veterans for keeping America safe. I think you ought to walk up to police officers and thank them for keeping you safe. They'll probably fall over dead with a heart attack and frisk you to see if you're going to steal something from them. But that's okay. Every once in a while, I'll be here early in the morning down at Sheets getting a cup of coffee, and there'll be an officer in there. I've thanked that fellow so many times that when I walk in, he says, hey, Reverend. Say, why? Because I believe in thanking people that keep us safe. When's the last time you thanked a fireman for keeping you safe? Say, well, he didn't come to my house. You better thank him now in case he does. These are folks that risk their lives for us. Used to be a day when that was common. Now, they're wondering what's coming next. I want America to be blessable. I plan on us having a church until the day Jesus Christ comes back. Old-fashioned? Yes. Independent? Yes. Fundamental? Yes. Temperamental? No. Loyal to America? Yes. Thank God for Brother Brining providing our flags for us here on our platform many, many, many months ago, and I appreciate that. I was excited about it. Can I tell you something? You cut me, I bleed red, white, and blue, amen? But I do because of the truth of that book. Let's get back to that book right there. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We are losing our freedoms in America because we've gotten rid of the Bible. Look at all the freedoms we've lost in the last 50 years. Think about it. Our personal freedoms are going out the door fast, folks. Can I tell you why? We took that out of the schools. Now it's, quote-unquote, illegal to have one in a public school. Well, I'll go to jail because I took mine every day to school. Watch them try to take it off me. It's not illegal to take the Word of God anywhere. Anywhere. And if they won't let you have a copy of it, you ought to have enough of it memorized. They'll kick you out for what you say about it. I can quote enough scripture to get through any 45-minute class period, amen? I might go out, but I'm going out quoting scripture, not kicking and screaming. They might be kicking and screaming, but I'm not. I want America to be blessable. How about you? Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And if God looks down at America and he sees Grace Baptist Church, what kind of shape is America in? Don't compare yourself to the lost people. Compare yourself to this book. That's what our standard is. That's what our standard is. Not what you see on TV. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I hope as we hit the 4th of July, it's more than fireworks and picnic. I hope we think about our freedoms, what we're losing and what we need to do to keep her free. What are you going to do for America to keep her free? Maybe you need to renew your spiritual walk with him so that you can do something to help save your nation.